Two radio hosts got our voices confused. Their listeners were amused. Now we talk every single day. These two chicks ain't going away. We talk nonstop about boys, books, and everything. Give us a listen, we might be your thing.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Claudia, not B.
It's B, not Claudia.
And welcome back to another episode of The Claudia and B Show. I totally almost said our old name, The Claudia. I mean, T with Claudia and B. Ah, oh my gosh. So, but I saved myself. So, we're just going to get right into it. We're excited to have another episode. Happy November 19th, because we are time travelers. We're speaking to the future.
I can't believe it's already the 19th. It only feels like the 1st.
I know. I can't wait until the 19th. I can't wait. So... anyway, we're excited for this episode. We're just going to jump right in. We're going to be like the radio people where our advice is to jump right in and to not talk about how are you and what's going on, because we'll get to that later.
Nobody cares about that. I'm just joking.
So I thought it would be funny in this segment. I found a meme this week, So I don't know if you can understand me this week. Which, for those of you who don't know what a meme is, it's a picture with a funny saying on it, and it kind of relates to it. And so this week has been stressful with work, and so I found a meme that totally relates to it. It's really cute. It's of a raccoon who looks really, like, stressed out, and he's, like,
poor little guy. In the distance.
I know. He just looks scared, and it says... when your stress starts stressing you out to the point where you're too stressed to deal with your stress. And I feel that way. Like, I'm just kind of in, like, this frozen zone of, like, you know, because for me...
So are you stressed?
For me, you can, when you're in a situation, you can fight, flight, or freeze. I end up... freezing. Oh, just freeze.
Girl, you and me both, we should never be in a catastrophe together.
I know.
We will just stand there. We would have gone
down.
Like, Pompeii, they would have found us in the exact position. Like, they would have been like, they froze on impact, and we would have been like, no, we stood there for 20 minutes, and they still got us.
We would have gone down with the ship, with Titanic, oh, for sure. Gosh.
I want someday to be able to study my response time on the freeze response, because I think I need a solid 5 seconds, and then I'm like, okay, you know.
Mm-hmm. It also depends on the situation. It also depends on a lot of factors.
Because if somebody jumps out to try and scare me, I will punch. But anything else that shocks me, I'm like, huh?
That's why I don't do haunted houses. Like, I hate haunted houses. I hate it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. No, thank you. No, thank you. But... you know, I will say, since we are women, I feel that my response time with children is not a fight, flight, or freeze. It's like, let's I know exactly what to do, because I have lady parts, and so I, you know, those magically happen. I know not all women
those
are
those ovaries
kids,
guide you in a child emergency, and it just tells you. Actually, that's a good point, because I think I do that too. Did you know there's actually a part of our brain that explains why women respond quicker to kids than men do?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It's because our brain, the audio section of our brain, actually processes children, like sounds, like vocals of children and things like that faster than men. Men are tuned into sounds like danger sounds, like something's coming at us, or there's like an animal approaching or something like that, and they'll respond way faster. But men literally do not hear kids. Like, sure, the sound will hit their ear, but their brain doesn't process that as fast as women. That's why if a kid starts crying, a woman's like up and moving towards them, and a man takes a second longer, and he's like, what? Like, how'd you hear that? Because they don't hear it like we do.
Interesting.
That's why you need a man to listen for the tiger in the bushes and a woman to listen for the kid crying.
Yes. Very true. Okay, share with us your meme that you found.
Okay. my little meme. It's one that I saved on Instagram, and I just appreciated it a lot. It's the picture of, like, the congressional meeting when they presented the Declaration of I guess that was probably the Constitution. They presented the Constitution to all the men in wigs, and they all said, "This is what we want," you know? So it's like that famous painting, but it has a caption with it that says, "Just to be clear, gentlemen, none of this matters if there's a virus." And I just feel that because I think lately I've heard so many debates about, like, your freedoms, yeah, but what about people's safety? And to which I say, freedom always trumps safety. I will take the quote from Thomas Jefferson where he said, "I will take dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery," because our freedoms trump all other things in life.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's interesting, and this is coming from my dad. Mm-hmm. I haven't been, like, paying super close attention to the numbers or anything, but he was saying, he was like, "You know that Florida is, like, one of the lowest cases in with COVID." Yeah. And then he goes, "And also California." And it's super interesting to see the difference my dad was talking to me about, but I have not been. This is from you know, he said, she said stuff. Okay. So don't, like, completely quote
me. So get mad at Claudia's dad, but he's not on social media, so you can't contact him.
Don't get mad at my dad. He's the best. But he was saying that the media is, like, praising the California governor for all the mandates and stuff. And then, of course, our governor doesn't get any credit for how, you know, the low mm-hmm. numbers,
yeah.
you know. It's just stupid. It's ridiculous.
But there's also a test that came out this week.
Ron DeSantis. I love if you listen to the Bach and Rob show, you know. I know, me Ron too. I love it.
Okay. There's a test, though, that they just, like, a case study of shutdown versus herd immunity, and they were saying how, mm-hmm. yeah, it seems effective to have, like, a shutdown and a quarantine situation. The problem, and I quote from this, "The problem is those numbers begin to increase as soon as lockdown ends." So basically, it's only effective because there's not any contact, but once you go out, those numbers will spike again. So ultimately, it's kind of, like, leaning towards the science, everyone, is leaning towards the fact that that's not effective long-term at all.
Yeah. Well, no, and I mean, I just think it's quarantining healthy people makes no sense.
Yeah.
I mean, you always can know that the kids that are out there on the farm, you know, they're the healthiest kids that, like, grow up on a farm because they're exposed to all these elements and everything. But if you, like, keep your kid, like, away from
everything. Yeah, we do have to let our immune system grow. Regardless of the health side of things, our freedoms are the most important, you guys. Protect them. Claudia, let's play Never Have I Ever.
Are we in college now?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? That's how college girls talk, don't you know?
Yeah.
All the vocal fry, it's just ridiculous. No,
I know a girl who literally talks like that all the time, and I thought it was a joke at first. Because I remember when it was back when I was engaged, and I was showing her all the things I was planning for the wedding, and, like, my mm-hmm. shoes, my dress, and all that. She was like, "Oh my God, you need all the things. Yes, I'm Shelby." Like, literally, that's how she sounds.
Did you punch her in the face after every sentence she spoke?
I just started. I would want to. Well, I just started laughing, and then I went to my room.
I have a friend that I know that her voice was very, it was kind of annoying. But I kept being like, she sounds like someone. She sounds like somebody. Who does she sound like? And I realized she sounds exactly like Kourtney Kardashian. Not like the other Kardashians. She sounds like Kourtney. Like, the way she pauses in her sentence, her tone. She does do a little of the elongated vocal fry a little bit. Like, she sounds exactly like Kourtney Kardashian. She is her voice twin. And it is both enthralling and annoying to listen to her to speak. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh gosh. For those of you listening.
Sorry. I love making fun of the Kardashians, how they talk. I love it. I know I'm upset. It is, actually. I know I'm enough.
Like, why would you do that to me? You put me in such a bad position.
I love it. I love talking like them. Or Paris Hilton, where she's like, that's hot. Like, all the time. Gosh. That's hot.
I know. She's always, like, whispering. Like,
I know. It's so hot. Anyway.
I followed Paris Hilton on Instagram for about a week. And she was just obsessed with going to her club in Ibiza. And so she was constantly, like, doing this number. She had, like, her selfie and be like, Ibiza, I'm coming for you. Oh, my God.
Well,
I was like, I'm out. I can't do this anymore.
Well, I will say the show Schitt's Creek, the Andy Murphy who plays Alexis does such a good job playing that stereotypical, like, you know, girl that would hang out with girls like that. You know, it's hilarious.
Yeah. That show is top notch.
I know. I love that show.
Okay. Back to Never Have I Ever. If you haven't played this game before, I am going to explain it to you. What you do is you are in a group of friends. In this case, it is the two of us and all of you listeners. You are going to hold up five fingers. And then everyone in the circle goes around saying, never have I ever. And you name something that you haven't done. And if somebody in the circle has done it, they're supposed to put down a finger. And if all your fingers go down before you're, like, done playing the game, then you're the loser. So really this game is, like, if you haven't done a lot of things in life, you're going to win. So the winner is kind of the loser. But we're going to see how this one goes, okay? So everyone get your hand up with your five fingers. Claudia. Never have I ever gone on a cruise.
And the one cruise I've been on, she fell off. Okay, a girl fell off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me that story. Okay. Awful.
Never have I ever enjoyed eating seafood.
Oh, I love seafood. Okay. You have one finger down. I have one finger down. Never have I ever dated two boys at once.
Define dating.
I don't know. That probably means your finger should go down.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. Well, I guess. Yeah. Okay. I'll just do it.
So I've gone on, like, dates with multiple guys, but I've never been like, oh, we're, like, exclusive and dated another person at the same time.
Yeah. I wasn't, like, exclusive with anyone, but I've been chatty Cathy with some and then, you know. Okay. My turn. Never have I ever been to Greece.
Me neither.
I want to go.
Should we do an episode from Greece?
That'd be fun. I just want to, like, well, I don't like the ocean, but I love the way that their oceans look. But, like, I
love the ocean.
I just get scared. I don't want to jump in like that girl from Sister of the Traveling Pants unless, like, what's his face is there? Oh, my God. He was so hot.
That's the thing. I hear that the Greek men are very friendly.
Oh,
so,
what's his name? Eustace or something? Oh, my gosh. He was so hot. The Alexis Bledel character.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope his name's not Eustace.
That's an awful name.
I know. I can't remember. I just want to spread him on a cracker. Yum.
Like feta cheese.
Yum. Okay. Mom.
That was yours, Greece. Mm-hmm. Never have I ever met a celebrity, like a top-notch celebrity.
I don't know. Like, mine are more like musical. Like, I've met Renee Fleming, who's like a famous opera singer. I've met Jodie Benson, voice of Ariel, Judy Kuhn, voice of Pocahontas.
I love the voice of Pocahontas.
What'd you say?
I love the voice of Pocahontas.
Me too. She's really good. She's awesome. Who else have I met? So I've met those, but, like, not really an A-lister.
Me neither. No A-listers.
Okay. I was far away from Justin Bieber, but I, like, wasn't there.
Justin Bieber.
I bet that was Justin Bieber. Okay. I bet that's true. All right. So, okay. I have another, like, state one, or traveling one, I mean. Never have I ever been to Washington, D.C.
Me neither. Oh. I want to go there, too.
Okay.
Never have I ever lived abroad.
Ah!
That was a gotcha one.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. Never have I ever been Mormon.
Oh, me neither, just kidding. You got me. Okay, I'm down to three, you're down to two?
Mm-hmm.
I could just do all of the ones I know so that I can get you out.
Right? I know.
Never have I ever been to Harry Potter World.
Oh. Oh, I got called back to Universal.
Ah! Yeah, that's exciting.
I'm excited. So my brush up for my
Mazel Tov.
My character that I play will be next week. So, or no, Ooh. A couple weeks from now. I'm excited.
Oh, I'm excited to see that.
I know, me too. Okay, never have I ever lived in Utah.
Oh, I sure have. I lived in that Utah desert.
Yeah.
Claudia, we should have come up with more.
I know, right?
Never have I ever owned a cat.
There we go. That's exactly what I was thinking.
You're out!
I'm out.
Good game.
Okay, everybody. It's silly joke time. Silly, silly, silly joke time.
The segment you've all been waiting for.
Yes, exactly. So, I have a funny joke that I wanted to share that it's from the Chicks on the Right show, so.
Okay, she always comes up with really good jokes.
I know, I know that you've heard it before plenty of times, but okay. I just love it so much. And anyway, so, why are chickens awesome?
Why?
Because I messed it up!
You had one job, Claudia.
I messed it up. Okay, let's try again. Okay, why are chickens awesome?
Why?
Because. There we go. Oh, my gosh. I totally messed that up, but it's fine.
That is such a good joke.
I know, I love that joke.
You were too excited. Your throat closed. It's okay. That happens to me a lot.
I know. You're like. So funny. I love it.
So their other one that they have, because they've had, I don't know how so many good chicken jokes happened out in the same show, but the other chicken one that she told that I really loved was, what do you call a chicken who counts her eggs?
What?
A mathema-chicken.
So funny.
But that's not my joke. You want to hear my joke?
Yes.
Okay. What do you call, it's not a what do you call. What kind of bees make milk?
I don't know.
Boobies.
Oh. That's cute. I love that.
Right?
I love it.
You can use it. Just credit me.
I will. What did the fish say when he swam into a wall?
Damn.
Yeah. Easy peasy one.
What did the dam say when the fish swam into it?
What?
Dumbass.
What do you call a dinosaur that's sleepy?
I don't know. What?
Dino snore.
Classic.
Anyway.
That would be me.
Yeah.
How do you make holy water?
I don't know.
You boil the hell out of it.
Yes, that's a good one. But a.
Da, da, da.
Thank you for coming to this episode of Claudia and B Joke Time.
We'll be here all week. Week, buddies. Okay, guys, this is the part of our episode where we give exclusive content to our Patreon subscribers. So we're going to go ahead and head over to Patreon. If you are not already subscribed to our Patreon account, please go check it out. We have two different options for you with different content that you can get, and it's really awesome, and we're excited about it. So,
yeah, it is.
See you guys later.
See you then.
Patreon, come along.
Goodbye, sleep well, and when you dream, dream of us.
It's not as beautiful as that song, but whenever we do the goodbye, I always get the Willy the Singing Whale cartoon in my head where he's like, farewell, my friends, I'm off to be discovered. That's the one that goes in my head. Why do you have the pretty ones in your head? And I'm always That's like, cute. The singing whale over here.
I don't.
Me neither.
I don't know. I probably should have an. You know, it's fine. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode. Always remember to follow us on our Instagram. We each do are doing so well, you guys, with more interaction.
We're really hitting our stride, aren't we? We are just getting it together. I'm glad you guys are here from the beginning. You stuck with us. So, we appreciate you. Appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, we do. And we're growing slowly.
Yeah, and we're figuring out what we want to make with this and what value we bring and stuff. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah. And we're not just saying that because it's November and we're supposed to be grateful. We truly are grateful.
I know. All right, so see us next Friday. But you can also see us on our Instagram and our Facebook page, The Claudia and Bea Show, and subscribe to our Patreon if you want more juicy gossip from us, more details, and all that jazz. So
okay, so glad we did this. Bye.
Me too. Bye.